is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners, and Bauer Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
Hey, welcome to the show. And the Edmonton Oil Kings, yes, are the 2022 WHL champions, winners of the Ed Chinook Cup. And we'll take you back to that series finale against Seattle and the post-game celebration in just a second. As well, Oil Kings general manager Kurt Hill, he made some big moves during the season. He'll join us before the team departs for St. John, New Brunswick for the Memorial Cup presented by Kia. That's coming up as well. And Winnipeg Ice forward Matthew Savoy heads into the summer's NHL entry draft as the top-rated WHL skater, according to NHL Central Scouting. He'll close out our show. First up.
Sitting on top their thrones, the Edmonton Oil Kings, champions of the Western Hockey League in 2022.
The final seconds of the TSN broadcast with play-by-play host Victor Finley. And yes, we have a WHL champion for the first time since 2019. A 2-0 win over Seattle in Game 6 from Rogers Place. Edmonton's first title since 2014. Now they're off to the Memorial Cup presented by Kia in St. John, New Brunswick. Oil Kings getting out to a good start in Game 6.
Left wing side, he'll find Neighbors pass in front. Tipped by William Savory. Now they score! Jakob Demick in the blue paint makes it 1-0 Edmonton.
That was Andrew Peard on the call as Edmonton then extended their lead in the second period.
Dumps it in front, high slot, Gooley, rich shot, he scores! Off his stick in a hurry, Caden Gooley makes it 2-0 Oil Kings.
From there, Sebastian Kosa shut the door, 27-save shutout to claim the Ed Chinook Cup.
Oh, what a night! Oh, what a season! Oh, what a team!
Captain Jake Neighbors was presented with the Ed Chinook Cup, first from WHL Commissioner Ron Robison. He then spoke with the WHL's Chris Wall on the ice in the post-game celebration.
It's hard to put into words. I mean, it's been years in the making for this group through the pandemic, and you know, we've had a good group over the last couple of years, and to see this finally come through, I mean, it's hard to put into words.
One of Edmonton's key mid-season acquisitions, defenseman Luke Prokop from the Calgary Hitmen.
I knew we had a championship caliber team, and you know, the guys just did such a great job throughout the season battling with injuries and guys being out of the lineup, and you know, I couldn't thank the coaching staff and Kurt Hill enough for bringing me on this journey. It'll be something I remember for my rest of my life.
Defenseman Caden Gooley, also a mid-season acquisition in a blockbuster trade with the Prince Albert Raiders, he was named the playoff MVP.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice. I couldn't do it without the team, and the guys have been so great all year to me. Welcomed me in here halfway through the year with open arms, made me feel at home right away. Just happy to get the big one. That's the main thing.
Gooley missed the stretch run of the regular season with injury. He returned for the playoffs to anchor the blue line.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I'm so proud of the guys, and we battled all playoffs. Weren't happy with our last two games, so we came out tonight. We were ready to play. We battled all game, and it worked out for us.
A part of the Oil Kings on-ice celebration also included remembrance. The jersey of Caleb Reimer was part of the team photo. Caleb passed away in a car accident back in August of 2021. Oil Kings goaltender Colby Hay had Caleb's jersey on the ice, both 2019 WHL prospect draft picks of the Oil Kings.
He's one of those guys where his positivity is infectious. Last year, you know, he came to the rink with a smile every day. And, you know, it was a hard time last year, but him alone made it easier. And his mom's over there in the crowd, and, the day I met him, I knew we'd be friends.
Another acquisition, and this one came right down to the final hour of the trade deadline. That was Justin Sortif, a chance for him to play again in a WHL championship, playing as a 16-year-old first with the Vancouver Giants.
We battled through adversity ever since I've been here with injuries and whatnot and illness, and these guys just stuck together. We're all like brothers in there, and I mean, I've been waiting 4 years for another opportunity, and to make it count, it's no better feeling.
Goaltender Sebastian Kosa, first-round NHL pick of the Detroit Red Wings, solid in the third period as Seattle tried to mount that comeback.
This team, this group's been, we've had the capability of doing this for 3 years, I think, so obviously now it's just, now it's obviously just, it's gratifying to say the least.
Head coach Brad Lauer spoke with Chris Wall post-game.
What can I say? I mean, they worked hard. They did a lot of things. Went through a lot of adversity all year long. They stuck with it. They found a way to win hockey games. Here we are today.
He thanked the guys for their dedication.
We ask a lot of our players on a day-to-day basis. They come in with a smile on their face. They put the work and they do the work. They have a lot of fun together. You know, some guys go underneath the radar, like Carter Such, Josh Williams, Kubachuk. You know, we have Gunner. We have all the other guys everybody knows about. But there's a lot of guys that really contribute to this.
Now, on the other side, the Seattle Thunderbirds played in their seventh elimination game. After winning the first six, they couldn't force a third straight game seven in the playoffs. Head coach Matt Audette.
Yeah, I mean, a lot to be proud of. I mean, what a group. Super resilient, tons of character. You know, we've been counted out several times this year and in the playoffs. And, you know, the character in the room continued to rise above and continue to fight on, and you know, we're extremely proud of the group, and what a great bunch of kids.
The Edmonton Oil Kings are off to the Memorial Cup presented by Kia starting Monday in St. John, New Brunswick. Edmonton will play Quebec Major Junior League champion Shawinigan in their first round robin game on Tuesday. Good luck.
From the drop of the puck to the Ed Chynoweth Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Edmonton Oil Kings general manager Kurt Hill just days removed from a WHL championship, one on home ice. Kurt, I don't know, has it sunk in yet? How are you feeling here a couple days removed from winning the Ed Chynoweth Cup?
Yeah, no, it feels great, obviously. I'm super happy for my staff and obviously the guys, to all those guys in the locker room, especially the guys who were drafted into this organization and have been here for a long time. It it feels like it's been a long time coming with a few missed opportunities due to COVID. But it's interesting when you're letting it sink in. It happens pretty quick when you got to start thinking about the next tournament you're on to now.
Yeah, and that's starting here Tuesday. You'll be on the ice here at the Memorial Cup in St. John. That series against Seattle, you know, you got off to a tough start. You lose game one, but you find a way to get a split going back there. That series might have been won and lost at the Showair Center in Seattle where you win twice. But take me through sort of what was a back-and-forth affair against a really good Seattle team.
Yeah, well, I mean, the games here, I thought game one, we had a really good effort. And, you know, I thought Milic played well and, you know, got him that win there. Game two, we bounced back well, kind of let them hang around in the game, but found a way to score late and win it. And I thought in Seattle, game three, we had one of probably our best game, all-around game of the series, you know, the 4-0 win. And it was pretty tight early, but Demick scores late in the second. And after that, we just really, I think we gave up four shots in the third period, didn't give them anything. And, game four, I thought in game four, they probably outplayed us that game and, you know, but our guys stuck with it, probably weren't feeling their best and find a way to get a late goal with a few seconds left to win that. And I thought that was a real big point in the series when you can go down there and take two and then come home and have three cracks at it. And game five wasn't our best game. Kind of maybe a little bit hesitant, maybe some nerves about thinking about winning too much. And game six, it was evident to me in the first 10 minutes that our guys were on a mission and we're going to get it done that night.
You know, we last chatted during, I think it was a COVID shutdown where the Omicron is making its way through the league and we saw various stoppages and things like that. You think of the gauntlet that teams had to run, including your team, with the moves that you made, trying just to finish the season and get it done. It was basically a 10-month season from the preseason. So there has to be a sense of, I don't know if it's relief or what you're feeling when you're able to, you know, get the goal accomplished that you set out to do.
Yeah, you just refer back to almost just feeling, I don't know if it's relief. Yeah, it's you just feel so happy for the players. Like at the end of the day, it's 10 months, a long season. Even you think guys checked in here on September 1st for training camp and to go this long and, you know, for guys to be sacrificing what they have in the sense of, you know, some guys have been enjoying summer for 2 months already and our guys have, you know, they've had a goal. They've limited the distractions away from the rink and, you know, that's one thing I can say about our group is they came in this year wanting to win a championship and they set their minds to that and they got it done. And, you know, I know now the talk in there in that dressing room is that they want to go out east and try to win the next one.
I thought it was a good moment when I saw your goaltender there, Colby Hay, with Caleb Reimer's jersey in the team photo, former first-round pick. He was in Colby Hay's draft year as well in 2019. And, you know, the organization and the family goes through significant loss with Caleb Reimer passing last August here. To, you know, to sort of pay tribute to him, what was that like?
Yeah, an amazing gesture, I thought, by Colby. And you know, I... hats off to him for that. And you know what, the Reimer family is obviously, what they've gone through, they're a huge part of this organization, and you know, for credit to them, they've been around a lot for our team. I mean, they've come out to games here in Edmonton multiple times this year. I mean, they were in Seattle for game four, the playoff game, and then they were back here for game five, and then Jody was there at game six and on the ice celebrating with the guys. So it's a very strong, obviously, bond that we have with that family. And, yeah, it's unfortunate what happened, and would have loved to have Caleb out there. He would have been a big part of it.
Now I guess we shift to Memorial Cup talk. And you'll fly out on the weekend ahead of a Tuesday first game. And, you know, for whatever reason here, Kurt, we've seen WHL teams go through the battle of a WHL title, and it's a long battle. Four hard-fought rounds, usually. Plenty of travel. We know the travel that involves. You look at your conference with Winnipeg and how far that is, and then you're jumping on planes going to Seattle to a different country. A lot of times the WHL team, at least lately, has maybe viewed a WHL championship as the finish line and hasn't put forth their best at the Memorial Cup. How do you change the narrative on that this week ahead?
Well, yeah, I'd like to think it's been changed since, you know, with our guys in that locker room, and when they see the moves that we made and went out and got significant players to add to this group, already a strong group. I mean, it's, I remember when I talked to our leadership group at the trade deadline, and, you know, we added Justin Sordiff, and it's, you know, going adding with the addition of Gooley and Prokop and everybody we brought in here. I mean, it's, I think to the message has been sent that it's, you know, we want to win the Western Hockey League championship, but the goal of this team is to win a Memorial Cup. And, you know, that's always been what we've chatted with this group here. And to change the narrative going down there, I think that starts just with, you know, the messaging from the staff here and what's in that locker room with our players. And yeah, the teams haven't had success there, but I think it's nice that we get a little bit of extra time before we get down there this year. And, you know, we're going to get a few days once we get there to kind of get our bearings under us. And I know our coaching staff is going to do a tremendous job with the pre-scouts and preparing our guys for game one against Shawinigan. And we'll do whatever we can to get off to a hot start. I think that's what's most important when you get down there.
You mentioned a couple of players that you picked up at the deadline that you paid the price for, and even before the deadline with Caden Gooley. But for me, Luke Prokop had a great final series for you, and that was a big acquisition, especially when you play in a league final with a team like Seattle here. Just more on Luke Prokop and, you know, what he meant. He actually thanked you in some of the post-game interviews for, you know, giving him the opportunity to do that.
Yeah, you know, Luke has been tremendous since he came into Edmonton here with our group. And, you know, everything he does, you know, away from the game as well is just amazing. And, you know, obviously he's been honored through that, being the humanitarian of the award for the WHL, which was very well deserved. But I thought his play on the ice, I mean, he just seemed to get better and better when we got him. And, you know, that's one of the things I think that's going to really serve him well as he moves forward in his career. He was, you know, he's just not satisfied with where he's at as a player. And, you know, he was challenged here hard by our coaching staff to keep improving his game. And he wanted that as a challenge. So I thought throughout, you know, the 6 months he's been here, his game's elevated significantly. And yeah, he's been a big piece of things. And, you know, for me, I look at all the moves that, you know, the players that were brought in here, and everybody played a real big contributing factor in the finals, even Kubacek and Jackson Weeb and Carson Golder playing forward and D. I mean, they all had their stamp on that series. And I guess at the end of the day, if you're going to go into a WHL championship and win, you need everybody to contribute. And we got that from our group.
Yeah, I think you definitely did here. Definitely a situation where you got contributions from everybody, losing Dylan Gunther as well here. So one job done, one more to go here at the Memorial Cup presented by Kia in St. John, New Brunswick. Safe travels out east, and go represent the WHL and bring that cup back home. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
You're listening to the WHL This Week, Radio Edition.
Matthew Savoy is the highest rated WHL player heading into the NHL entry draft when it comes to WHL skaters. Ranked fourth by NHL Central Scouting's final rankings, and he joins us here as we have our final show of the season ahead of the draft. Matthew, first of all, thanks for making time for us. Second of all, how was the combine in Buffalo there last week?
Yeah, thank you for having me on here. The combine was great. It was a really good experience, you know, go see some new faces and, you know, put some faces to names when you're meeting general managers and head scouts and stuff like that. So really cool experience all in all. And was honestly really just grateful for the opportunity.
Yeah, that's great. You know, these combines are always interesting. Everybody seems to come away with a story about a funny question or, you know, maybe a line of questions. What's yours? Do you have any sort of combine memories for maybe some questions that were a little off the beaten path?
Yeah, no, most of my interviews were pretty normal, I'd say. Definitely some guys talking about some weird questions, though. One that continuously got brought up was one team, I forget who it was, but they were asking what kind of animal you consider yourself off the ice. So that was a bit of a brain twister, but aside from that, pretty normal question.
Yeah, I don't know what the right or wrong answer is on that one here for sure, but I want to ask you how you're doing. I know you had an injury there in the playoffs at a key time for your hockey club there in the Eastern Conference Final. How are you feeling now?
Yeah, feeling better. You know, been rehabbing these last couple of weeks, and you know, obviously really disappointed going down in the third round there, but no, it's been feeling good. It's been a good rehab so far, and just looking to get back on the ice soon here.
I know the draft is looming here in July. How much of it preoccupies your time thinking about it, or, you know, just doing things to prepare for it, whether that's talking with your agent or other NHL teams?
Yeah, it's definitely a busy time, but it's an exciting one. Lots of phone calls, lots of you know, talking to different people, you know, my agent or whether that's meeting with the team. So, you know, it's been a busy time, but I'm just having fun with all of it.
I think you had a great season. I mean, maybe you felt there was more, maybe you didn't. How would you say your year went there in Winnipeg?
Yeah, it was a good year. You know, coming in, knew we had a really deep roster and, you know, thought we had a really good season all in all, other than obviously, you know, going down in the third round there was a bit disappointing, but you know, from the start of the year to the end, I thought personally made some huge strides, and as a team, we made huge strides. So definitely really promising group we got there in Winnipeg.
You know, it feels like you've been around forever, and, you know, yet you're just finishing up your 17-year-old season. Of course, you played a lot of games at 15 to set you up. I know 16 would have been disappointing with the developmental season. And then this past year here. So do you feel like you've put in a good body of work in the Western Hockey League since you came on board at 15?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely feel more comfortable playing now that I'm a little bit older, a little bit bigger. Definitely an adjustment period coming in at 15, being, you know, the youngest guy in the league. Also one of the smallest. So, but, you know, coming in 17, have more confidence, just feel more comfortable with the puck out there. And yeah, I thought my game felt really good this year.
You're doing this all with another highly rated teammate in Connor Geeky, and I'm sure you were at the combine with Connor, but that has to make it a little bit more special to go through the process and have draft day with a teammate there with the ice.
Yeah, 100%. You know, Geek and I are obviously really close friends and, you know, spending every day together throughout this year. So just have a guy to, you know, talk to about this kind of stuff. He's going through the exact same thing. So it's always nice to have just another person there, have that insight. And it's definitely exciting, you know, having him right along with me for the journey.
How much do you get caught up in the rankings? You know, if you look at the various sources, you're anywhere from, you know, 3 to 8 or whatever, North American, and then the combined drafts with some of the TSN pundits and things like that. Do you spend a lot of time going over sort of where you sit with your peers, or how do you approach that?
No, I think just keeping an open mind, not really, you know, setting too many expectations for the draft, just taking it day by day, having fun with the whole experience has just kind of my mindset so far. And, you know, not really paying too much attention to all the rankings and, you know, what's on social media these days, but, you know, just staying focused, just worrying about myself and continuing to improve has really just been my mindset so far.
You picked a good year for a draft year as the NHL comes out of the pandemic. It's finally an in-person draft after a couple of drafts held remotely, and it just, you know, really wasn't the same thing. You probably saw some of the, you know, the remote picks and then the players celebrating in their living room with their families. Have you allowed yourself to sort of fast forward to draft day a little bit when your name is called and what that might be like?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's obviously really cool, you know, to get back in person for the draft. With having in COVID the last few years and it being online. So I'm really looking forward to getting down to Montreal and, you know, going through the whole experience. You know, really positive outlook on the whole thing. And I'm looking forward to, you know, getting down there.
Well, we appreciate this here to close out the season. And I know that you'll be back next year in Winnipeg. We'll have a really strong team. So enjoy what you can of the summer, rehab the injury, and then look forward to a great draft day there coming up next month in Montreal. Matthew Savoy, thanks for being our guest on WHL This Week.
Thank you very much.
Hey, and that's the show, and thank you to our guests here for the final edition of WHL This Week, radio edition for the season. Enjoy the Memorial Cup. Have a great summer. We'll talk to you back in the fall. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL broadcast partners and Bauer Hockey.